Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I have in my medicine cabinet, Mike, it is a thin glass tube that is filled with mercury, and it has numerical denominations all up and down the tube with a large arrow pointing to 98.6. I don't know what to call it, but I can put it in my mouth and determine my internal temperature.
Or where else?
Yes.
My ass. Yeah. What's I don't know if he knows this is as painful for me as it is for him. But I don't think it's that painful.
I think it might be a tie.
I don't think it's that painful for you. You just wrote yes.
Knowing full well, if I tried to somehow deflect, make light, apologize, it would just make things worse. I just accepted it.
Yes.
It's like when Obi-Wan puts his lightsaber down and lets Darth Vader kill him. It's just going to happen.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here is nothing to do with the coronavirus right out of the gate. Are you ready for this? Thursday show, Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome.
Fun
glad
show.
To have you here.
Woo! Woo!
Glad to have you with us. Woo! Little reminder, tomorrow our cocktail party is for the West Coasters. Starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is 4 p.m. for all those people out on the West Coast.
Don't forget to dress, everybody, please.
We thought we'd have a better time for the cocktail party for you, so look forward to that. But something that I just wanted to share with all the pervs out there, and I count myself among them. This is an article I read first thing out of the gate today. When I put my little laptop on my fat little knees, the first thing I saw was the floss bikini. Is anyone aware of the floss bikini? It's not necessarily what you think.
Let me look.
The floss bikini.
Mike, I gotta look. I got a floss mask from Trip Affleck. That was nice this week.
No, the floss bikini, something new for the beach season, which is very possibly going to be non-existent this year. But I will tell you, the floss bikini, I'm all in. I like the extra strings.
How did it cross your path? Did you have to search it out?
I think people know I'm a perv and they send me things. You know, how do I talk about the casino website that we're advertising and then have the fabulous Wynn Corporation blow up my box with their virtual slot machine? How does that happen?
Mike, I've seen these forever.
Aren't they beautiful?
I've seen them forever.
I don't think it's forever, but I mean, they've been out for a relatively short amount of time.
You don't traditionally see these out on the beaches of America.
They're lovely.
You see these on the beaches of spring break, Cozumel.
Yes.
Spring break, Puerto Vallarta. Maybe spring
break,
Miami.
I think they enhance
Miami.
The female form in a very beautiful way. And of course, I open it up. When I thought floss, you think immediately butt floss.
This is
a bikini top with extra strings on it that crisscross the midriff and just look phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'm all in on the... on the floss bikini, and
a great
place
to put your ID, your fake ID.
And don't you think that this floss bikini might not necessarily be just for the supermodel thin? This could be for a variety of shapes.
Also, Mike, not just for ladies.
You've got to be a sports car. You can't be a four-door. You got to be a coupe. You got to be a coupe to run with these floss bikinis. Don't lie to yourself, ladies. I'm trying to help you out here. If you're a four-door or even like a crossover truck,
Crossover, you might want to get something with a skirt.
Like banana hammock. Comics are made for like Euro guys. That Euro cut. I'll give you the best example.
You mean
my
you have to be the Denali, not the SLT?
Oh my God. Yes. No, you got. No, the Denali may be too much. It may be too much.
You might be right about that. You might be right.
My wife. God bless her. She's been trying to dress me like a Euro model since I've met her. When she walked into Calvin Klein, you know, those almost bikini briefs. Not banana hammocks, but bikini briefs.
Yeah.
So tight.
Ew.
So tight and so uncomfortable.
Restricting.
But I was going to tell her, hey, look, the man you met that was doing CrossFit that was trying to court you, that man in that body's gone. So I don't
He's dead.
I don't fit into these as I used to. So I keep them. Every time I get to the bottom of my underwear drawer.
And that killed him.
And I probably have, a rough 30 pieces of under rotation. The last five left when it's dire time, right?
Right.
Are the Euro cut guys that I know I can't. That is the equivalent to this floss bikini.
That's very little material on the side.
It's too. It cuts in. I can't help it. Like it's not made for. It's not made for me. It's
sometimes
made for male
when
models.
You come in, when you come into work and you're a little cranky, is it because you're wearing those?
No, but if I was, I'd tell you because it would be good for the show. And Shannon just rolled her eyes because she knows now why I've never worn them.
Well, you got a little Euro look to you today with your little Euro soccer NASA shirt.
This is actually
on,
it's a space shuttle shirt.
My space shuttle.
What is that on the side arms? That all those flags. What is that? The International Space Station. Is that what that
these
is?
These are all the countries that are involved in the International Space Station.
That's what you
a
told
very
me.
Very cool.
What? He told me he banged a girl from every one of those countries.
Oh please!
Look at that. When did you get that?
Well, you could have either bought it on eBay for $80 like a fool or found it at TJ Maxx for $15.
You say 15?
Yes,
like 15?
$15.
That's a
which option did you take, Oscar?
eBay like a fool.
Yeah, of course. Of course, Edith. That's a very, very nice sweatshirt. Yes.
Well, remember when I was swept
shirt.
Up with the Apollo moon landing, the 50th anniversary?
That's right. You got excited.
So I got,
about
I went, I was like, time to get gear. Any excuse to get gear. You know how I roll, Mike.
Do you get comments on it, on that particular pullover?
This is the only comment I get, and I did not know this, is I couldn't wear it to the moon landing spectacular on the mall because it was too hot.
Oh, that's right. When they projected the rocket on the Washington Monument.
Yes.
Remember?
So it was too warm. Didn't do that then. Apparently, Joe Rogan has the same pullover.
Mm-hmm.
So I am accused by our friends Chad and Drab.
Oh, you can't do that.
That I saw.
I'm sure they licked the sweat off Rogan's forearms, right? Did they love Rogan?
No.
Did they just love Rogan?
Well,
of course they love Rogan.
I don't think they have anything against Rogan. They think I'm obsessed with Rogan.
Well,
so I saw Rogan wearing this on one of his shows, which I did not know at the time.
Right.
And I went right out and purchased it because he was wearing it.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
There's not one bit of sincerity in that man. None.
But,
as a matter of fact, I'm sending you into the Trump insult room for talking
about
Joe Rogan on the show.
Come in there.
Please. All right, go in there. Hold on. Let me open the door first to get in. Oscar, can you stand at the door, please?
Yes, I am here, sir.
Go into the Trump insult room.
All
right, very good.
I'm in.
Oh, I might have lost it. I might have lost it.
I'm standing in an empty room now.
I swear to God.
I think you went in the wrong room.
Wrong door. Sorry. Let me go over here.
Hold on. Let me see. There it is.
You might be in the lobby.
Are you in? Are you
I'm
in now?
I'm in now.
Well, what? What are you talking about him on this show for? That's I just don't think that's appropriate.
That's not appropriate. I don't think that's appropriate.
What do you have to say for yourself, Oscar?
What do you mean?
Character
he doesn't
voices.
Get it.
Oh yeah.
Do you notice that he doesn't get the bit right away?
I love it.
I know you love it. But I'm relying on a bit with him. That's what I'm doing right now.
I was hired for my bits.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
He was hiding in a room with a muffled voice.
Oh my God.
Like we'll try that again.
Okay. Very good. You're in the Trump insult room. Explain yourself, please.
Look, I was just watching Joe Rogan, and I don't know what the
You're
big
so
deal
disgraceful.
Is.
You're so disgraceful.
I just bought this pullover before
you.
You
are the enemy of the people.
Wow.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way.
I had it before him.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
I'm sorry. Maybe he'll let you go this time. Start again, Oscar. I'm sorry.
Oscar,
okay?
Please.
I overpaid
That's
for this.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
I mean, really, you reflect badly on the show.
Your organization is terrible. Quiet.
It's very, very. All right.
Yeah, I got it, Mike. I got it now. Thank you.
All right, there you go. So
$15 to TJ Maxx, $80 if you're a fool on any
Sit
online
Sit down.
Store.
I didn't call you.
You should have bought one on TJ Maxx and then an extra and then sold it on eBay and you're still up $40.
Oh, Robbie's got some words for you, too.
Well, you don't know what you have. What's happened there is a disgrace.
He's talking about your home.
I'm just trying to tell Oscar how he could make money with the hoodie.
What do you have to say to that, Donald?
You will never make it.
Oh, wow.
Coming together.
Hey, Donald, why make it such a big deal about everything?
And you should be thanking them for what they've done, not always asking wise guy questions.
Well, they work Mike. With me. What are you talking? Now, why are you bringing me into it? I don't understand. What are you? Hey, I got a bone to pick with you.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
even holding a mic.
Wow. I'm just trying to get the news. I'm just trying to report on the news.
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say.
Hey, oh, F you. F you.
Don't be rude.
I'll be as rude as I want, all right? Give me a break, all right?
And you should say congratulations.
No.
Great job. Instead of being so horrid.
I am not horrid. I'm telling the truth.
See, there's a typical fake news deal.
No, it's not a terrible fake news deal. I'm not making
it's
things up.
It's a whole hoax. And you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you.
Oh, you. F you. F you.
You are a rude, terrible person.
I got a few things I want to say.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
I don't understand what your point is, okay? We're just trying to have a discussion.
That's not appropriate. I don't think that's appropriate.
Of course it's appropriate. I'm trying to make
Sit down. I didn't call you. I didn't call you.
Didn't
call
you,
why
Mike.
Are you telling me to sit down, Donald? I don't understand.
You will never make it.
Well, that's true. We can agree on that. That's for sure. All right.
So sad, right?
Thank you very much. All right. Bring him on. Keep him coming. Well, that started really
Oscar,
well.
Oscar, come out of
Thank
the
you,
room.
Mike. Thank you. I'm out
you
of the
come
room.
Come out of the
I'm
room.
Out of
now,
the
let
room.
Me get the door. Let me get the door. No, you're not yet. I have to get the door.
Okay.
Yeah, there he is. I'm back. Hey, and he's still wearing that Joe Rogan shirt.
I'm sweating in it now.
Note to self, don't launch bit with the Bolivian.
Yeah, yeah, no, no. Bolivian bits equal not good bit.
No, it's just, it's you know, you do a lot. You do a lot. It's just
I'm not
like,
good at that, at that, Mike. I'm good at this. I'll tell you this.
Rob, we need more.
I know.
We need more. More. Look at Rob's face. That's the... Okay, Mike, I'll nod, but I don't like doing it, so I'm not going to want to do it.
Rob and I had a pep talk yesterday.
Well, give him another pep talk. No. I got seven of them.
My last note, my last note to Rob, Mike, and you're going to love this, and everybody at home is going to love this, and they think I'm a monster, but I'm not a monster.
I don't think you're a monster.
This involves,
I don't think any of us are monsters.
This involves Maddie and Rob, and I won't give you the context, but I said, Rob, this is unacceptable. Get it together.
That's right. So true.
And that was it. And he says, yes.
What can you say? When he's right, he's right.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And you know what's worse?
What's that?
Is what's hard. And for those of you at home trying to slay the dragon and do the best you can to communicate with your team, that Rob... And Maddie, and I would consider everybody here, especially on the show, you're like family.
Yes.
And
a big, dysfunctional family.
Right.
So it is infinitely harder for me to be harder, believe it or not, on family than it is someone that I don't have a close relationship with. It just is. So when you do that, when I had to write that to Rob and just calculate it like a surgeon.
Right.
No fluff. No, like, hey, that was great, but this is great, but this is what we need to do. And he didn't mess up anything. It was a precursor because I felt like if I didn't go that deep and that hard right away, that something in the future was going to slip through the cracks. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, I looked at it. I said, well, that's I don't know if he knows this is as painful for me as it is for him. But I don't think it's that painful.
I think it might be a tie.
I don't think it's that painful for you. You just wrote yes.
Knowing full well, if I tried to somehow deflect, make light, apologize, it would just make things worse. I just accepted it.
Yes.
It's like when Obi-Wan puts his lightsaber down and lets Darth Vader kill him. It's just going to happen. You take it. Yes.
How do you feel... the self-motivation that is required with working in one's own domicile. How do you feel? And by the way, outside of Maddie, I think everybody on our show does a bit of work from home. I work exclusively from home. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Maddie does a ton of work from home now. She does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I work, I've done it so long that it's hard to think of doing it any other way.
You were built for a pandemic.
I was built for a pandemic in the studio, but I will tell you that I work better, work funnier from home. But I don't. I think there are days that motivation is a factor for anybody working from home. Rob Spiewak, how would you describe the change? You know, not getting up and going in and slaying the dragon and having somebody standing
Great
over
question.
You all day.
Well, Great actually, question. there are pluses and there are minuses. I like. Not having to make the drive-in, because if I'm going to be doing stuff that is computer-centric, like editing or show prep or something, that's time that I can be used doing that. Mm-hmm. However, the motivation for me is when we get to sit down and do the show. That's the best part. And love seeing you guys. I think I'd be going crazy if we didn't have this 80 minutes together every day. That said, it's tough not seeing. I mean, Mike, we've got it down to a system because for so many years we've done the show virtually, you and I. And we know each other very well, and I think that works okay.
Too.
But what I'm saying is I miss being in the room with Oscar. Because there's an energy. And when you see Pony, when you see Matt.
And you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you.
It is a hoax.
See, there's a typical fake news deal.
It's I'm telling the truth,
he's,
man.
No, he's saying you're lying. He's
no, telling the truth.
What pants are you wearing right now?
Today I'm wearing cargo shorts.
There you go.
But I am barefoot. What's really sad is when you look at
you are the enemy of the people.
I am not the enemy of the people.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
I'm not even holding a mic.
Don't be rude.
I'm not rude, you jerk face.
Sit down. I didn't call you.
I sit down all the time.
And you should be thanking them for what they've done, not always asking wise guy questions.
Yeah,
you're right. I thank you, Mike, and I thank you, Oscar. I thank
you. That's not appropriate. I don't think that's appropriate.
I did what he asked. What does he want? He wants blood from
works.
The stone.
Getting a feel for it now?
Yes.
Oscar, 20 see? In my inbox
it.
By tomorrow morning,
I get
morning,
it. I get it.
But,
I
the,
get it.
But the thing is that there is, for doing the show, there is an energy that is lost when we're not all in the same room. And, Mike, you dealt
well,
with
you're
it when
talking
you first
about
went
the
away.
Actual physicality of doing the show.
We're talking
you're
about
deflecting.
Working from home.
You're deflecting.
No, as far as motivation
like, no,
goes.
No, you are deflecting because that's not what either Oscar and I meant or that we're talking about the motivation for all the other tasks. Not mm-hmm. doing the show. We can all do the show when the microphones are on. That doesn't change anything.
I don't think there's
about,
any.
I don't even know why you got yelled at yesterday. I'm asking. But it had to do something.
Mike, it's like you're looking into a crystal ball. Rob got yelled at, and I'll say fine. Rob got yelled at for quality control for the work he's doing from home. So that's all it was. And if let's just get it all out there. It's harder probably to concentrate at home and give your 100%.
I'm looking at his face right now.
You see, he's wrong because
Okay, all right, here we go. Podcast Village. Good.
When you do and you're editing and you're in a room with six other editors, there are more distractions.
Okay.
Here I am more focused. There was a misstep, but I don't think there was any. It didn't have to do with me being at home. Even in the days before the pandemic, bulk of the editing that I would do would be done from home anyway.
Is it fair? And now when you challenge me, Rob, this is when I have to hurt you.
Oh, I can't wait.
So
sometimes the very fact that you're here hurts me.
Is it fair? The reason, and for those of you at home, why does Oscar have to be such a dick? Why is he so mean to poor Rob? Blah, yada, yada. No.
I get it, too.
Right.
Rob is long-suffering and the most popular of the trio.
He's the people's champion. I get it.
He is.
We're coming off of the heels of another quality control issue. So those back-to-back. And as
all
soon
right,
as I
coming
got
coming off of the heels.
Yes. Probably the wrong way to say this.
We're on the heels.
On the heels.
We're at the tail end.
Okay.
We're coming on. I don't know.
I was about this. We just had an issue with one of Rob Spiewak's edits with a quality control issue. And
right.
then another one hit.
Now, when you say edit, the final product
final
of the
product,
Mike O'Mara
yes.
show?
No. This has to do with a separate client.
Well, that's officially, you know, that's that I'm not in. I don't have a dog.
You've lost, yeah. But you do because you have
I know.
A stake
I'm
in this
part
business.
Of Podcast yes, Village. Yes, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
I,
nothing.
That's when, die.
Nothing.
I will. I'll be dead. Hey, you got a piece of this, Mike?
Nope.
Yeah, God willing. God
Mike,
willing.
Every editor will be at your funeral.
True. Thank you.
But it'll
Thank
be via Zoom.
So that's why I had to reprimand, correct?
Right. Yes. You're
so,
right.
My concern was, and to Mike's credit, he saw through what I was saying, is that's why he's asking you, why the two missteps back to back from home?
I think it is coincidental and not geographically located.
That's all that needed to happen. That's it. Ownership. That's all it was, Mike.
That's all. Thank you. And don't forget, look for the
you
Zoom
are a
link
rude,
for all
terrible
of
them. Person.
I'm sorry, Donald. That's I am right. rude. That was not. I didn't need to. Burn.
I thought
you
that was for
a
Oscar.
Rude, terrible person.
Can I play the Donald without being interrupted, please? For the love of God!
You rudely interrupted him.
Yeah, that's mine for you at home, Rob.
That's true.
You rudely interrupted him.
I might want to move that one over to the regular soundboard.
The winner of all of this, of this entire battle, was not Mr. Mike O'Mara, not Mr. Oscar Santana, Mr. Rob Spiewak, Mr. Ponyboy Matt Bloom, not Mr. Charlie Burney, but Mrs. Maddie Masiello, the mayor's daughter.
Daughter, who she's AWOL. I haven't heard from her a lot.
I communicate every day. She tells sends a mass text.
I usually, my contact with Maddie is confined to when we're doing
Would you like to be added to the mass texts that go back and forth with us about the show?
Oh, you mean for everybody?
Yes.
You know what? No.
No, thank you.
God. I hate it when we have a scheduling change. Boom. Ba-doom.
So Maddie, is the content communicator, saying when the video's up, what's been edited, how things have been fixed, the socials are up. So Maddie was the lead engineer on these captures that Rob butchered in post, and Spiewak. And I was,
this is fake news, by the way.
I was laying into...
Well, see, I don't even know what he's talking about, and the listeners don't
I think it's fun when he gives his version of
if
it.
We can get a half a paragraph explaining what we're talking about here. Is that possible?
The two projects that Rob did not edit appropriately.
And when you say not edit appropriately.
Yes. The quality, the final product was not of the quality that we expect from Mr. Rob's
audio or video?
Audio. Yes.
And in what way were they not appropriate? Just so people might, I'm curious. Since we're talking about it. I'd like to hear what happened.
And now, the fidelity could have been the beauty of what we do, Mike. Is even if if it's not the perfect capture, that all these years of experience we have the skill set to
when
fix.
You say capture, that's the recording.
Recording. Yes.
All right. Can I also say we get a lot of compliments about our audio on the show now?
Yes.
We went through a growing period where we had to lean on people because, like, for example, we'd finish doing this show and then I'd turn on the recording in my car and I'd hear
the Mike O'Mara show.
Yeah.
Nobody went back and actually listened to it. That is quality control. That's what you're talking about.
Okay. QC.
Right. I get it.
So that was one. And is that true or untrue, Rob, for the first project?
The first project, there was another procedure that could have been used that did not occur to me. And yes, we were able to correct it. But I did misstep because we did not use all of our tools in our toolbox.
Okay.
It's a whole hoax. And you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you.
That's right, Oscar.
Can you explain that again, Rob, please?
I was going to say, we did not do everything in our toolbox to make the audio optimal.
I think it's a disgrace. And I say that. And that's something that Nazi Germany would have done and didn't do.
No.
That's a little heavy-handed.
Boy, he really brought out the big gun.
That is really a little heavy-handed. I mean, Rob's trying to explain it. I don't necessarily understand what he's saying. I don't know why that is.
You are the enemy of the people.
No, it's not. No, he's not.
Enemy of the people.
He's the one that gave me those Trump clips.
Yeah, so he did his job. He ends up fixing.
There's a typical fake news deal.
No, that's true.
He ends up fixing.
Oscar, you said he did his job. Donald didn't agree.
That is fake news.
You're saying he did his job?
He did his job after it was highlighted to him that he misstepped.
All right, I get it.
That's the first one. The second one, Donald, was when he accused someone of not doing something during a production, and it turned out to be what I would assume fake news.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear.
It's a whole hoax. And you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you.
Rob, is that true what he's saying about you?
That is true. That was a misstep. I did have to go back and second guess myself, and I felt like a heel.
And you should say, congratulations, great job, instead of being so horrid.
You should say congratulations to Oscar for...
I say congratulations to Maddie, because Maddie did not misstep. I did.
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say.
Yeah, but I got all the details burn him out.
I don't want to. That's it. I'm not going to burn him out. I'm not going to burn him out anymore.
No, I like the details. The clients loved the final product, but that's why I had to text our friend Rob what I texted. That was
and Rob. Can we do a playlist of the actual text and reply? You do your text. I'll do my reply.
Sure.
Okay. Mike, here's a playlist from the Mike O'Mara Show players. Oscar and Rob as themselves.
Okay, go ahead.
Rob, this is unacceptable. Get it together.
Yes.
Well, I only have one thing to say.
Your organization is terrible.
Your organization is terrible. Start the show, for God's sake.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Before I ever ran a casino or got myself blown up, Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that. I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country. I'm serious. I had it down so cold that I was given paradise on earth. I was given one of the biggest casinos in Las Vegas to run, the Tangiers, by the only kind of guys that can actually get you that kind of money, $62,700,000. I don't know all the details.
Matter of fact, nobody knew all the details. But it should have been perfect. I mean, he had me, Nicky Santoro, his best friend, watching his ass. And he had Ginger, the woman he loved, on his arm. But in the end, we f***ed it all up. It should have been so sweet, too. But it turned out to be the last time that street guys like us were ever given anything that f***ing valuable again.
At that time, Vegas was a place where millions of suckers flew in every year on their own nickel and left behind about $1 billion. But at night, you couldn't see the desert that surrounds Las Vegas. But it's in the desert where lots of the town's problems are solved.
Got a lot of holes in the desert, and a lot of problems are buried in those holes. Except you gotta do it right. I mean, you gotta have the hole already dug before you show up with a package in the trunk. Otherwise, you're talking about a half hour or 45 minutes to dig it. And who knows who's going to be coming along in that time. Before you know it, you got to dig a few more holes. You could be there all f***ing night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Got Vegas on the brain today, Rob Spiewak?
A little bit.
Yep.
There might be some jokes in the... Might be some jokes in one of the spots coming up about Vegas.
Very good. What an interview. If anybody, we'll talk about it. Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman. Is it Carolyn Goodman?
And wasn't there an Oscar Goodman?
There was. I loved it when Oscar was there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she might have been married to him. I don't know. Oh, she might be connected to him. I don't know. She's a Goodman.
And then there's Alan.
There's Alan Goodman and his brother, David.
I forgot about David Goodman. I thought.
Now is not the time to overpay for razors at the drugstore. Hey. Harry's knows that sometimes it's better to stay inside. That's why they ship directly to you. Perfect business for this time. You know, you want to stay clean shaven. Everybody's talking about beards, but a lot of people are still shaving every day. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's is a return to the essential quality at a fair price, just $2 per blade. They make their blades in their German factory that's been honing precision blades for a century, which means you get incredibly high quality blades at factory direct prices. They have a great business, and we love having them as a client. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door on your schedule, with or without a subscription. Do I have music in the back of this?
Yeah.
Rob, you got to ride it higher, or else we're not going to hear it. And whatever you're doing,
you
got to leave it and not move. Do your thing that you go up and down, up and down, up and down.
I haven't touched it.
If you leave it right there, it works.
Awesome.
100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know and they'll give you a full refund. And 1% of proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and veterans. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You'll get a weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to protect your razor. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to start shaving better today. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you all with us for our Thursday show. A program reminder, we've been telling you all week, want to have a record-setting group when we do our Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party, starting in the evening here on the East Coast at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. West Coast Time. We'd love to have you there for the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party, and you can call us too at 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673.
Are you going to TiVo wheel? Because we'll miss it.
Oh my God. God forbid. Yeah. Thanks for that. But I tell you, I am already anticipating a different tenor to the questions and the comments by the West Coasters. I just think it's going to happen. And for those of you that like a good old-fashioned meltdown by me, not necessarily for the good. I have a gut feeling, that we're gonna take a trip into the land of Sacramento like we haven't before. I just feel it. I feel it in my bones.
Natural habitat. Now, Mike, you had teased yesterday.
Pre-game.
You might pregame. Yeah. And have you chosen the horse that you're gonna ride in on?
I don't know. I know I have not yet. That will be a game day decision that we will be making tomorrow, and we'll see what happens with that. But I'm not quite sure. Rob Spiewak, I just wanted to get this off my chest. I wanted to keep it as light as I could. I mean,
okay.
Look, we are always, with saying that, we will always be dealing with every day another incident. I would love at some point, I don't know if you have audio on the Anderson Cooper, mayor of Las Vegas interview.
I have two really choice cuts that I really, really enjoy.
A town we love, by the way. We love
the country. The country is talking. Well, then we'll do this first because I think it's appropriate. The country today is talking about Spotlight Las Vegas and the mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman, who did an interview.
I believe it's pronounced Carolyn.
Carolyn Goodman, who did an interview yesterday with Anderson Cooper. And she was all over the place. And what I have noticed now, because I do speak to a certain segment of this society, there is a segment of society that. They are disconnected from the realities of death. They are. There's just no other way it can be described.
No way to connect it.
They can say, oh, it's a tragedy. But they don't get it, because if they got it, they'd try to prevent it.
Mm. Right.
They would try to prevent it.
So
and
true.
The bottom line with this mayor, who, thank God, does not necessarily have a tremendous amount of power over the way casinos are run or restaurants are run, this woman seem to not track with it. And I don't know whether it's a compassion chip, an empathy chip, or just plain old-fashioned stupid and ignorant. But you only have two clips of this?
It's funny that you use the word ignorant, because that comes up in the first clip. And this is Anderson Cooper on CNN talking to Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman.
There's a Chinese researchers have shown how this virus spreads. And I just want to put up for our viewers. This is a restaurant.
Stop right there. Stop it. Pause it right there. Yep. So he puts up a diagram that shows restaurant tables.
Right.
And it shows red circles.
Yeah.
A double red circle, I think, for the infected person and who they give it to. At a table of four, this person gives it to the three people at the table. Then there are two that get infected. Mm-hmm. Then three. It shows
just like in the movie Contagion.
If you're in a restaurant for about an hour, this is what's going to happen.
Like in Contagion, the movie, for I think most of us have seen it by now.
As opposed to Contagion, the musical.
Or our reality right now. Right. We've got Gwyneth Paltrow that she is the patient zero, and she is in a casino of all places.
Yeah.
And she's playing games,
touching
chips. Then the waiter gets sick, and the waiter goes home and gets his family sick. It is chronicled at the beginning.
Yeah, like a documentary.
At the end of that film, is
that movie worth a view during these difficult times?
It'll make you feel better, because you're like, this actually happened. Here we go.
I'm not sure it would make you feel better.
It won't make you feel better, and it's the opposite. And I just picked this up, and Mike, my frame of and state of mind is a positive one, but sometimes it can get dark. World War Z is a solid movie. Is the one with Will Smith when he's the last person around.
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend.
Yeah.
And right. I Am Legend starts, and I forgot about how it effing starts. It starts with a news clip. And it's a news anchor in New York that's interviewing an infectious diseases doctor that says, we've created a new vaccine. And so they have this like little patter back and forth. And the anchor says, so this vaccine cures cancer. And she says, it does. And you flash forward to 3 years later, and it's I Am Legend time.
Oh, wow.
Yes. 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 Yes.
But you know what this says to me? It says Hollywood needs to try harder, because now the things that they are imagining are the worst possible things that could possibly happen. Things that they are letting their mind absolutely spin out of control. How bad can it be? We've got it. We've got it now.
Yeah.
So it's got to be even worse.
So I cut it off when Anderson puts a diagram up on the screen of this table and how the virus is passed along to other people.
I'm going
to
start it from the front since we're only a few seconds in, because notice how she sort of just burbles in the background. She's like mumbling.
Yeah, she's not listening.
She doesn't seem right to me.
Right.
Anyway, Carolyn Goodman, ignorant.
There's a Chinese researchers have shown how this virus spreads. And I just want to put up for our viewers. This is a restaurant.
Anderson, you are tough.
No, I'm not
We're
talking
back
about just,
to China. This isn't China. Yeah, this is Las Vegas, Nevada.
Wow. Okay, that's really ignorant. This is a restaurant, and the
that's
yellow circle.
To say
that's an ignorant statement. That's a restaurant, and yes, it's in China, but there are human beings too.
What a great cocktail of racism and stupidity. When she says, "Well, that's China. That's not Las Vegas."
May I tip in here?
Sure.
Vegas. And for those of you that live in Vegas, know this.
Organization is terrible.
Roughly 5-6 years ago, I'm there. And I remember telling you, Mike, that the entire Chinese New Year was being celebrated in Las Vegas because people from Las Vegas, this new blustering economy, maybe you've heard of it, are flying to Las Vegas to spend their effing money.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are casinos in Las Vegas, Nevada, dedicated to the Asian culture. They are a casino, literally hotel casino, massive. I forgot the name of it, it's dedicated to that. There are, I'm a slot guy. You see them. The Asian themed slots are throughout every casino in Las Vegas and around the world. You get this. Macau is a place where
China
fuels
the Chinese tourism industry fuels as much as any other, if not, I would say top three, the Las Vegas economy. And for her to have that response is so tone deaf.
Well, she's going to have a new motto. It's what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, especially burials.
What's the other clip you have?
The other clip is where she sort of gets back on her hind legs and throws back at Anderson and calls him an alarmist.
The reality is I want us open in the city of Las Vegas so our people can go back to work.
You're encouraging hundreds of thousands of people coming there in casinos, smoking, drinking, touching slot machines. Doesn't that sound like a virus petri dish?
You're being an alarmist. I'm not. I've lived a long life. I grew up in the heart of Manhattan. I know what it's like to be with subways and on buses and crammed into elevators. I think you are by saying what you have just said.
So you don't believe there should be any social distancing? You don't believe that this is
a... Of course I believe there should be.
How do you do that in a casino?
That's up to them to figure out. I don't own a casino.
There it is.
There it is.
Right there. Now think about this carefully. That's the moment right there. Well, how do you social distance? Oh, I believe in that. Well, how do they do that in a casino? That's up to them. There. That is the combination. That is the cocktail that we are drinking in America right now of ignorance and irresponsibility. Not taking the responsibility. And not reading it up in carry. Someone says to me the other day, one of my favorite people who I've had many debates with, when I mentioned that I was frustrated with the governor of Atlanta opening up too soon, the gist of what this person said to me, well, somebody's got to try the experiment. No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I believe that if you correctly did this, there is evidence that would show you that you could probably do it correctly
also,
without risking the lives of your citizens.
You're the mayor of Las Vegas. Outside of, I would say, talking to your first responders and your task force that is dealing with any potential outbreaks and containment issues, you're talking to someone at the Better Business Bureau that says, what are the contingencies that some of the casinos have just in case we are able to open up? What are some options? How about you represent your wonderful city, which we've been to many times, Mike, and we have wonderful listeners there, and say—
I love it. I love that place.
I've talked to a handful of casino operators and owners, and they say that they are currently working on countermeasures and operations that will allow for social distancing and have maybe not 100%, but roughly 50 to 60% of the casino floor open at a respectful manner, but will allow for— It's like a really— respectful, thoughtful answer to that type of question instead of That's their business. They got to take care of it.
I don't know where you think you can talk about that, Oscar, because Mayor Goodman has been on elevators in New York City.
Yeah.
And the subway, don't forget.
And the subway, so she really knows what she's talking about. Oh, Anderson, you're an alarmist.
Well, look, there are some facts here that there have been a surprisingly low amount of cases in Las Vegas proper.
Correct.
That's a fact.
Yes.
But when you were talking about, listen, I knock on wood, nothing's going to happen. Has anybody noticed not a lot of people have been getting sick in general? We're not getting sick because that's how you get sick. You get sick from touching something that somebody's touched. That's how you get the common cold. Mm-hmm. That's how you get the flu. That's how you get.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about. So this is just a question of being responsible. That's the word that comes back into play again, responsible. And we live in a world now where everybody has the opinion and their opinion is right. And we don't argue well because we are in this era of my facts are just as good as your facts, even though your facts are backed up by reading and science and information, but it's my opinion. You can't tell me any different. That's where we are. That's the world we live. That's why, by the way, this lady got elected with 80% of the vote. Mm. Independent, not a Republican, not a Democrat, right in that sweet pot. She was the idiot party, if there was a party with that. And there she is, rambling. But it's not just Carolyn Goodman. It is the attitude of millions of people in this country. And so you've got that combination of my opinion is the opinion. Oh, you're just saying that. Then they throw their hands at you. Oh, you don't know what you're
talking
Mike, about.
And remember, Mike, there is the segment of the, I will say, weak-minded population that when they see someone in power, even if it is someone who is ostensibly spewing absolute lies like Carolyn Goodman, when they see someone in power give that opinion, it validates their thoughts to agree with it. And
absolutely.
That's the scary part. Because
that's
when you are. Yeah, that's where we are.
No,
I can say that because my mayor said so. So let's open up the casinos.
And let's double down on this. Nobody wants this place, this economy to open back up more than, I would say, small business owners.
Right.
Like Mike, Rob, and myself. Like, this is not, we put on a happy face. We talk about what we can, what we can control. But it's affecting everybody. But not at a certain cost.
Yeah.
Right.
And if they're wrong, by the way, if Georgia's wrong, if Georgia happens to, and by the way, if Georgia, if it's not going to be a right or wrong.
No.
It's going to be an anomaly, I believe, if you don't see a spike in the cases. And by the way, this is not necessarily a situation where the virus knows any borders or knows any boundaries. And we'll see what happens. But you err on the side of caution. And that's where people that's where people that feel that if my wife doesn't get it or I don't get it, that I'm going to be Mr. Brave and I'm going to risk everybody else's life. Soon as someone gets it, it changes the equation.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it takes. That's all it takes to say. You've heard how many stories have we heard during this pandemic of people that were deniers and then they got it and now they urge people to stay at home and social distance. That's all it takes, and I don't get it. It's people that can't project someone else's misery on themselves. They're not capable of it. They're only really capable of empathizing with someone's misery if it lands close to them. So world we live in right now.
And the prediction now that's gaining steam of the possible second wave in the fall that's going to correspond.
That's a hoax.
Well, I mean, if it is it a hoax? But if it is, now is the time that we need to really.
It's a whole hoax, and you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you.
No,
well,
it people don't know.
Nobody knows.
We don't know, and that's why we need to play safe.
Dr. Fauci said. By the way, they played the contradictory part. These press conferences. I watch the highlights and then I watch what the president says and I watch what the scientists say. And they contradict each other because you've got one guy on the side that's just hoping he gets reelected and wants to make sure that everybody's healthy and that it booms back and that God plays a hand in this and we reelect Donald Trump. And then you've got people that are looking at empirical data and data points like Dr. Fauci, who says it definitely will come back in the fall. It's just a question of how severe it is. And how we handle it and how we test. And by the way, there's solutions out there, Oscar, right?
Yes.
There's solutions out there.
Yes.
Mass testing will allow us to manage this so that the return in the fall may not be something as devastating as it could be. Could be.
I think,
the operative
what, 5-6 weeks ago, I still have it in my backpack. We have these like no-touch thermal temperature gauges, basically to see if somebody has
thermometers.
Thermometers, right?
Right. Temperature gauges.
I'm sorry. I get heated because...
So to speak.
These effing morons make it seem like there's no plan of action to actually get back into business.
I have in my medicine cabinet, Mike, it is a thin glass tube that is filled with mercury, and it has numerical denominations all up and down the tube with a large arrow pointing to 98.6. I don't know what to call it, but I can put it in my mouth and determine my internal temperature.
Or where else?
Yes.
My ass.
And what's the... And, well, we have to break. What is the difference between an oral and a rectile? And a rectile. We're all effing up today. It's a terrible time.
All right, Mike, do it again. An do oral the center.
All right. What's the difference between an oral and a rectal thermometer?
What?
The taste. Thank you very much. We had to take a break. We'll come back and talk about this. Carolyn Goodman. Is that all? I'm done with Carolyn Goodman.
Yeah, let's move on.
She's fine.
You're an alarmist, Mike.
Yeah, she was elected by 80%. Next time, 90%. Living in our idiocracy. She'll win. She'll walk in. Yeah, she's just like me. She's just like me. Touch the slot machines. Touch the... There you go. I'll never play a slot the same way again. That's for sure. I'll be wearing gloves. I will. I'll wear gloves. That's the way it is. Yeah. Hey, you can hit the button with your elbow. We'll take it. That's a good point.
Yeah. You don't need to pull the handle. Use the button.
It's true.
Button.
We'll be right back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies, can we talk? Are you ready to unwind after a long week of camping out on the couch or slaying the dragon from the dining room? Well, relief is here. Fill your favorite wine glass to the rim and join us for a cocktail party. Not just any cocktail party, a Calomera cocktail party.
Hey, wait a minute there, Missy. Don't you mean a Mike O'Mara cocktail party?
Don't kid yourself, Sonny. Calla's got a bigger glass. Anyhow, it's this Friday at 7 p.m. That's 4 o'clock for the kids on the left coast. This one's for the O'Mara chicks who enjoy the finer things like romance, wine, and TMOS. So get on the Facebook and laugh with us this Friday with a live taping of CMOS and the bonus show immediately afterwards. It's your passport to the Sassport.
Hey, can I say something to our listening audience?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not pandering here because I don't do it that often. And you know when I take your phone calls, I'll be back to my old hateful self. But let me just say this. I feel an almost one-on-one feeling that we have bonded with our listening audience, that our audience has stepped up during this period of time and has gotten more into the show and given us better feedback and participated more. So if you're listening right now to this program, can I say thank you, listeners, for supporting this and letting us do an applause for you, because we truly appreciate what you do for us every single day. And thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Things are changing quickly in the mortgage industry, and Cornerstone First Financial has emerged as a leader and educator among their competitors. The team at Cornerstone First is committed to keeping up with the latest changes and working with you to make sure you get the best rate and program for all of your mortgage needs. They even offer their low rate guarantee, and because they are a lender and a broker, if they can't do it, no one can. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial today. His number, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, or online at cornerstonefirst.com. These changes in the mortgage industry are temporary, and when this pandemic is over, it's the housing industry that will bring the people out of this and bring the country and the economy back. Call Cornerstone First Financial for all your lending needs, whether it's a purchase or refi, jumbo or conforming, forward or reverse, VA or FHA. Cornerstone First Financial does it all. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. See what they can do for you. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. All right. I'm running out of time, but I would feel, Oscar, be prepared.
Can you say it like Jack Bauer?
We're running out of time. Oscar,
yes,
be
sir.
Prepared to fall asleep here because I have to talk about an old-timey thing. One of the things I do when I get completely burned out on the news is I will click over to the what I believe is the polar opposite of the news, and that's Turner Classic Movies.
You look at an old this, movie from 1931. You teased this early, and I love the fact that you didn't tell me what you're going to talk about, but I know it's going to be something Turner Classic Movie 256 related.
Quick sidebar. Yes. Watch, not GoldenEye, Jesus, Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
Yes. I watched it this past weekend.
And? Mm-hmm.
And Shannon walked in. She said, what are you, Rob Spiewak? What's going on over here?
Yeah. It's an oldie but goodie.
And I said, no, the guy said this rules. Pretty good movie. Pretty good movie.
Not bad. I wanted the original. The real birth of the James Bond film was Goldfinger.
And the cheating with the binoculars and the hot girl on the balcony at the pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was a sex symbol. And then Sean Connery.
The car was everything you said it was.
Oh, so great.
Really
it
good
was
film.
Cool.
Really
I mean, good film. I've been a long time since I've sat down and watched.
The only thing that doesn't hold up, Oscar, upon reviewing, is when the flying circus with the poison gas makes all the people fall down in fast motion.
True,
that's not so great. But the laser at his crotch, still a great scene. I think you've made your point, Goldfinger.
The Danish guy, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. But it's good movie. So look, sometimes there's good stuff, sometimes there's bad stuff. But I love that Turner Classic Movies will throw anything up against the wall. They put on An Inconvenient Truth last night with Al Gore.
Earth Day, yeah.
About global warming on Earth Day. They think like that. They think like an old-fashioned PD at a radio station. They'll put different stuff up, and I like that. However, I had a flashback from when I was a child on someone... in pop culture, quite often you will get someone who rises to the top, and I'm never quite sure why, especially comedians.
Okay.
And this guy, I don't get it, and his name is Red Skelton. Red Skelton. I would rather have needles put in my eye than watch anything with this guy. Red Skelton was a movie actor. He was a comedian, allegedly. And then he had his own television show where he used to do... I hope I can find the words for this, Rob. How would you describe... maudlin would be the way I would describe with
his... Yeah, there's some of
well,
that.
We're very good night and God bless.
And you know what else? He's oftentimes attributed the word saccharine.
Saccharine is the way I would describe him. What is the deal? You watch this stuff. You have studied these people.
I love Red Skelton.
I'll give it.
I do.
Why do you love Red Skelton?
And it's not because of this, but I invite you to watch. There's an appearance on YouTube with him on the Carson show. And Johnny loved Red Skelton. As a matter of fact, when Johnny did his Vegas show, which to my knowledge, no audio or video exists of, Johnny used to play Caesars a couple times a year. And he had a very pat Vegas show. It wasn't like the Tonight Show at all. And he'd come out and he'd do sketches and stuff, and he'd make a lot of money. He stole one of the cornerstone bits of a drunken hangover guy from Red Skelton. Now, Red Skelton was a character-driven guy. He was called Red because he had red hair. Mm-hmm. He was big on wacky voices. He would do a character
maybe that's why I hate him. I'm looking in the mirror.
No, but he would do... he had a bum character, like a hobo, Freddy the Freeloader. He had a spoiled rich kid character. He used to do jokes about two seagulls, Gertrude and Heathcliff.
Yeah, Gertrude and Heathcliff, but he wanted to be known as a clown.
And he loved being a clown.
I don't like clowns. Clowns don't make me laugh, all right? That do stand-up. I like George Carlin. I don't like clowns. Thank you.
You know what, Mike? You just made me think of something.
Chapter 2 is what I watched last night, by the way.
That's another clown movie.
Yeah, another clown movie. Ooh, that's nasty. Man, don't come closer to that clown. Stop it. All right.
But you know, it was another motion picture star who always wanted to be a clown was Jerry Lewis. And you have a similar issue with him.
That aren't funny. Really. But they're not. They're not really all that
Zach
funny.
Zach Galifianakis is a great clown.
And why is Zach Galifianakis a truly funny man? Why is he a great clown on Baskets? Because he is mocking a clown.
Yes.
Mocking a clown works like a French clown.
When
you try to be a clown, a sad clown, I'm the sad clown, the serious business of comedy, all that crap.
I'm with you on not being a clown. I don't like clowns, but I do like Red Skelton. He did a great HBO special when I was a kid.
Not great.
It was. Well, I loved it. And I thought he's very extraordinarily funny. I know another reason you hate him, though. When he's doing his act, he laughs at his own jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. My father hated him for that.
Mm.
My
really?
Father absolutely hated. Yeah, my father hated somebody who laughed at his own jokes. So yeah, maybe I got it from my dad.
Too. I was actually taught that as a young DJ. They said, if you laugh at your own jokes, you're not actually funny.
Yeah, that's kind of what
like,
it is.
I was like, oh, that was said once and never again.
What if you laugh at your own copy that someone else is reading?
Same thing.
I don't know.
Oh,
I kind of enjoy it.
We don't have a show if he doesn't do that. I like that. Don't ever take that away from me, please. That's important.
I'll start writing more maudlin saccharine copy.
No. Keep doing what you do. No. Don't change
I just want to say this. Good night and may God bless.
Oh, God. Duh. Jeez. Oh, God. Two seagulls. Gertrude and Heathcliff. Oh, no, what a great bit. What a stupid idiocracy bit that
when he was.
Was
the, when he was the tough little kid, he'd turn his hat upside down. Great sight gag.
Yeah, great. Thank you. I don't know what's wrong with you. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Red Skeleton. Rest in peace. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara
Show. He's dead?
He's dead. Long time.
Hi, Mike. This is your ex-favorite intern, Adrian Garcia, man. I just sent you some gummy bears with weed in it, bruh. And this will help you out during these strange times. You're gonna get so wasted, man. To all the listeners, this is the best time to help out Mike, Rob, and my brown brother Oscar. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and buy a t-shirt. They also got hoodies, man. Y'all better support my homies. Love you guys. Adrian out.
Thank you, Adrian.
Not
Adrian,
really Adrian,
I got a tip for you. What?
It's not really Adrian. It's an impressionist.
Yeah. Thank you, Adrian's impression. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by MyBookie. I've been occupying my time in the wee hours when the family goes to bed by popping onto MyBookie on my little phone. And it's wonderful if you want to go to MyBookie.ag and get some slot machines. Look, there are no sports around to bet on. All right, so that's it. You can board, but MyBookie lets you bet on virtual sports. So you can do something like NBA 2K20. But what I really like about MyBookie, what Mike O'Meara really, 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 really loves about MyBookie is that two things. Slot machines, which are fantastic, and you know how much I love them. It's self-hypnosis for me. That's what I do. I go into my happy spot, my little world where no one else can come in, and it's just me and the numbers and to see if I get three of the James Bond icons that allow me to get my free spins that maybe get me to win more, and then they turn wild when they explode, and they
wild.
Go pew, 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 and it's like wild, 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 and then you get five free spins. If you get another one, you get another wild, and at some point, you can even get the whole board look like it's wild, and then you're making bank because it's incredible because you keep getting paid and paid and paid and paid. But that's my problem, all right? Well, it's not a problem. It's something I truly enjoy.
It's a joy.
You can get all this. MyBookie has also live casino dealers, because when I took a break from my spots, my slots the other night, I actually went to the live dealership where I played blackjack with a real human being who was dealing the cards. It was like the magic of a casino right there, sitting in my easy chair, safely with this coronavirus in my own home. Right. I love MyBookie. I've signed up. I love it. We need this now more than ever. You can trust them. They're an industry leader. MyBookie. They're reliable, upright, based on best of all. They pay fast. Visit MyBookie.ag. Remember that. It's not MyBookie.com. It's MyBookie.ag. Use promo code TMOS for a 150% bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code TMOS to receive more than double your deposit in a cash bonus, all the way up to $750. Use promo code TMOS to activate the offer. Good old TMOS. MyBookie.ag. You spin, you win, you get paid.
Boom, bam.
And I think that the Mike O'Meara Show, based on the fact that I'm doing these MyBookie commercials, should perhaps give me a stipend so I can keep sharing my experience.
The company said they'd tip in to your actual till.
Yeah, shut up, Oscar. All right, welcome back to the show. Hey, is it time? Is it time for the news? Did I miss that?
No, we have one more break before the news.
Are we that late?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. My brain is
Carolyn
just a
Goodman.
Little squishy. Really? my brain is just squishy. It's that Zoom thing you talked about, Rob.
Oh,
Spiewak,
Zoom fatigue.
Zoom fatigue
is a thing, and they're talking about it on all, especially local news outlets. Mm. They're saying, are you spending too much screen time? Are you growing listless? Maybe you have Zoom fatigue.
Right. I'm listless with my second computer here that I use for the show because it's like... Oscar, you know how we had a call about my iPhone yesterday and you helped me speed things up? I'm going to need that on my other computer.
No problem.
How did that meeting go?
It went great. Oscar called me about like 4:30 in the afternoon and we went through and now I've got my iPhone a little more tuned up and
good.
The battery life is much better because when I'm texting, I have a... black screen.
Dark mode.
Dark mode.
Do you realize that's the way you do it to save you battery life? Mm-hmm. Did you know that? That's great. Still hasn't shown me a way to keep it from butt dialing. I really don't know that.
Working on that.
Part of dark mode. Hey, Mike, I wanted to thank you.
Why?
The first thing I saw when I opened my phone this morning was your ass apple.
Oh, thank you very much. That was a lovely post.
We got
a batch of apples in, and I posted online that's the it's spring means the the return of the fabulous buttock apples. And I pulled the stem, turned it over on its side, and by the way, it resembled a perfect pair of cheeks with a hole in the middle.
It did. It was really fascinating.
Sexiest apple around.
Isn't Mother wonderful. Nature fantastic?
Isn't she great? So this is, I'm sorry we're running so late. We got a short break here. But the Zoom calls that I was on with the family yesterday for my mom's 100th birthday. And thank you for so many nice things that were said about my mom from people that never got a chance to meet her. There were wonderful threads about do something good for somebody or share here as a tribute to Mary O'Mara. God bless you. Mwah. I love all of you for doing that. So the Zoom call was my sister and brother-in-law. My one niece and her husband and their family, my nephew and his wife and their family, and my daughter Catherine and Carla, me and Michael. So if you're adding to this Zoom call, when we do the Zoom, we're doing the show video-wise from Zoom right now. And it's great. Three guys talking. We all know the rules. We've been doing this kind of stuff for a long time. However, when you get, let me add up the people here. When you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 people on a Zoom call. It was, and most of them children, it seemed like. It was a tad chaotic yesterday.
Now, I have
very
to ask,
difficult.
Like Paul and Kathy, all in one Zoom window, or did they have separate windows?
All in one Zoom window, yeah.
See, I laugh because that happens a lot with my family, and I like to think it's like the Hollywood Squares when like Captain and Tennille would have to share a box.
Well, I do it with Carla. I do a two-shot with Carla like I do on the show here. Am I supposed to get Carla like a separate
It's easier
Zoom?
If you get them to go to another room and then they Zoom in on their end.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, easier for Zoom and easier for marriage.
It's the patter of the conversation. Imagine you having the same thought. Or even, Mike, let's take our cocktail hours, even when Shannon's here. Like they think they know what they're thinking and vice versa, right? So they'll tip in while you're tipping in your point, which what is essentially an accident in the middle of traffic where you're like, okay, conversation.
That's how she took over the show, Oscar.
One by
That's
one.
How my wife took
one
over
by
the show.
One, one by one. If you get them on a different, like in a different room, in a different picture, then it's like, oh, I'm following along with the process.
Yeah.
Well, I did a faux pas. My niece's daughter Amelia was singing a song yesterday, and I wasn't tracking with the fact that she was performing, and I held up my plastic alligator, and I got dirty looks from the family because I think I was interrupting her when she was doing that. So I messed that up, and I'm not a good listener to start with in that situation.
Did you sing a song? Did you sing a song during the Zoom meeting?
Yeah, I did. It went something like this. Oh, that a Zoom, it's such a pain in the ass. Come on back tomorrow, see my buttock apple with the big hole.
How did
looks like a little anus right in the middle of it, yes.
How did you not know she wasn't singing a song? What did you think she was doing?
I wasn't paying attention. If you want it, that's an honest answer. That is as direct an honest answer as I can possibly. I was not paying attention.
Was it set up? Like, did her parents say, and now little Adriana, I forget her name, is going to sing a song, and you just missed like the intro and the music began? And
look, there was only one thing that that made that Zoom call fun for me, and it was my niece's husband's porn mustache. That was it. He's grown a full-fledged Sons of Anarchy porn mustache during this. It is fantastic. And he didn't look like the kind of guy that could grow a mustache like that, but it looked strong.
Maybe it was a stick-on. Yeah.
But, you know, after that, it's like, you know, I don't know. I'm going to do one next week with just Catherine and Elizabeth, and it might just be the three of us. Might not even be any other family members. We might do it that way because it
did
got
you want to invite
tedious.
Oscar?
Yeah, Oscar, why don't you come to that
anytime.
One?
Anytime, just let me know.
You
know
they'd love to have you.
Let me know.
You know?
I'd love, to, love to join.
You think I'm kidding. I'm actually going to bring him in on that one. You know? And then, of course, at the end, he'll go, call me. Like he always does.
Grow that mustache out, Oscar, for that Zoom call. That way Mike will enjoy it.
You know, I'm kind of proud of news you may not need this week. And there's only one reason for that. And, well, hope you like it. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. King's Things.
Larry.
And now, here's Larry.
Don't tell anyone, but I own a dungeon. Angie Dickinson will always be my policewoman. My fingerprints, they're gone. My bread is always stale. I videotape hee-haw every night. Jelly beans. Tasty. I haven't been bowling since they split up the Germanys. By the way, if you need it, buy it at the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Target, boy, or Walmart. Boom. Grab it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The TMOS Shopping Center. It's better than good. It's unbeatable.
Thank you, Larry.
Where
we
got to
give Larry a slug line at the end of this. I want another funny right at the end instead of just the sponsor. I want that, but that's okay. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This segment of the program brought to you by the TMOS T-shirt store. It's the best gear of the year, the official TMOS logo merchandise. Time to get your T-shirt or hoodie or both. And now TMOS T-shirt roll call. Sound off from the land of three named people. Maureen Duffin Knight is all right. In her TMOS logo tee.
Nice.
Also in the merch perch, rock and roller Serena Spatola, Bill Nouse in the house, downtown Becky Brown, no fakin' Megan McCormick. What?
No fakin' Megan.
Work. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no fakin' Megan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. No fakin' Megan McCormick. Ain't no madam Adam Mayfield. I'm mucking these up. And we love us some Loftus, Stephanie Loftus, and David Calabro. I got nothing. The TMOS T-shirts and hoodies are arriving, and they're great. Click on the T-shirt banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. TMOS merchandise brought to you by Glen Echo Amusement Park. Fun is where you find it. Where do you find it? Glen Echo Amusement Park. Now closed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
News.
Boo.
Love that.
I like it too. I love it. All right, quickies for the coronavirus. Dictionary.com has added a bunch of new definitions for words that have come out of the past few months, including shelter in place, PPE, social distance, and the slang term Rona.
Oh, the Rona.
Love it. I think you can use the COVID or the Rona, but, you know, that's it.
I always thought you were leaning on COVID early on.
The COVID. But the Rona's good, too. Yeah. Could social distancing cause you to develop a new accent? Apparently, people who go through long periods of isolation with just a few others begin to sound more like each other. So soon your family could all sound more like more similar than before.
You know, well, I believe that like because in the days of Tech 411, the more they did the show, Oscar and Todd became identical sounding. Like about 40 minutes into the episode, I couldn't tell them apart.
Cam sites, which allow people to interact with porn performers, are seeing a big increase in traffic as people who are stuck at home are both horny and looking for human interaction. So
sure.
That's a business that's
bridge too far for me, Mike. Bridge too far.
Thank you. I'm very glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I think that when you go
let's check back in a week.
My own personal slot machine that I'm scared of.
Hey, Mexican wrestlers, I know your radio partner, Chad Dukes,
Lucha
he
Libre.
Likes that. Mexican wrestlers have been making versions of their legendary Lucha Libre masks that are protective face masks.
Lucha. So you can wear Lucha Libre.
Oh, it's Lucha?
Yeah, Lucha, sorry. Lucha Libre.
Luca is your
yes,
nephew.
And he's also free as well.
What is Libra means free. What does Lucha mean?
Like a fight. A free,
free
fight.
Free
Lucha.
Fight.
Yeah, Lucha. Yeah. A guy in London hiked the equivalent of Mount Everest by walking up and down the stairs in his apartment building for 24 hours and 30 minutes.
Mm.
So there's that. Time to move on.
I hate
him. Thank you. There's a petition gaining steam on change.org saying that streaming services like Netflix, Disney Plus, and Amazon Prime should be free for 60 days because of coronavirus. The author of the petition makes pretty compelling cases saying, quote, if people can watch as much as they want, whenever they want, this will help alleviate the stress of home isolation, as well as encourage people to stay home. This is a responsible community health strategy.
Kindly f*** off.
Well, Oscar, I don't think that's fair. What about the thing you put on change.com for free donuts?
No. I'm saying most of these places give you 15 to 30 days for free.
Free,
now,
yeah.
Regardless.
And I think HBO is giving some free stuff away, too.
You can't make something for nothing. Hello?
Yeah.
Oscar Santana. Standing up for corporate America since 2008. The petition is seeking 75,000 signatures. As of light, last night, it had more than 55,000 of them. According to a new survey of 2,000 Americans, you're not old until you turn 57.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Yeah. That seems pretty young to me, but whatever. The survey also found the 10 most common things people worry about as they age. You'll hear a dinger and a buzzer. Ding if it applies to me. Buzzer if it does not. Overall health. Wrinkles.
No, I don't.
No, beautiful still. Wrinkles. Tight skin.
Not yet. Weight gain. It seems to have been...
what do you hit the
loop
button on?
I don't know why it's weight gain. I'm sorry. Gray hair. I don't worry about gray hair. Hair loss, probably. I think about that. Not being able to take care of themselves.
Oh, as long as you've got your duck.
And a built-in nurse.
There you go. Age spots. Big one for me.
Yeah. Yes.
Sun damage. Yeah. It'll get you.
Look at that.
Yeah, what's Mike, tomorrow, can we get a Sharpie and connect those dots, see what it makes?
Okay. All right, fatso.
It's Pangea.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Being seen as old. Yeah. I probably worry about that one. Financial security. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And losing my independence. Carla, wheel me into the other room. Those are the concerns.
I can't believe ED's not on there. Jesus Christ.
Ah, the pills for that. No problem at all. Yeah, yeah. But I've never tried them. Moving right along, everybody. Let's go to
how little Michael came around.
Music biopic. Not then. No, not conceived through science.
I'm sure. Yeah,
no,
I'm sure.
God on my father and mother's graves.
Oh,
absolutely not.
All they had to do was thaw the
and
sample.
By the way, long after that, my first foray into that was recreational anyway.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I got no problem in that department. Thank you. Yes, sirree. Yeah. Mr. Insecure. Yeah. Yeah. We don't need... Yeah. Right.
I have never shot a blank.
No, absolutely. But you know what? You don't need hydraulics to lift up a mushroom. Music biopics are all the rage.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, how you doing like that?
Hydraulics.
Yeah, it's a question of weight. Or at least they music biopics. They were the rage before Hollywood and the rest of the world shut down. But this one intrigues me. A Whitney Houston movie seems like a no-brainer. And there's one in the works as we speak. It's called I Want to Dance with Somebody. And it's being done with the full cooperation of her family. Sorry that I do this, but I have to. Because that's a warning sign for me.
That is.
Don't expect anything too salacious. Well, maybe not. Maybe they're going to let it all out there and see what happens with that.
And you know what? We all know what happened. What we need to know is a way to celebrate her music, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, but also I'd like to know, I'd like to show Bobby Brown being a creep. So
see, I want to see him
sides,
as a hero.
All sides.
Bobby Brown as a hero.
His music is going to be shut up and let me do my news. His, Jesus Christ, what do you take, Ritalin today? Her music will be featured, Rob. You'll be happy to know that.
Good.
Thank you. I'm glad you like that. Because of the family's participation. All right. Hmm. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
I think it's great that we're all here together on Zoom. Okay,
shut up. On The Tonight Show this week, Halle Berry revealed that Pierce Brosnan shaved...
What?
Let me start again. Mm. I am terribly sorry. Trust me up. Trust me up. This is just my brain working right now. You know, hey, I started with the floss bikini, okay? On The Tonight Show this week, Halle Berry revealed that Pierce Brosnan saved her life on the set of the Bond flick Die Another Day. She said, quote, I was doing a scene where I was supposed to be all sexy and like trying to seduce him with a fig, and then I ended up choking on it. And then he had to get up and do the Heimlich maneuver. So not sexy. No. Doing the Heimlich maneuver on Halle Berry is sexy. Mm.
It is.
What's wrong?
And if you have that and figs, forget about it.
How big was the fig?
Oh, no. That's a big fig.
All right, shut up. A little something, something. Am I going to say shut up again? A viral video filmed in India captured a monkey engaging in an activity not known to be common for its species. The video tweeted by an Indian Forest Service officer shows the small monkey holding on to the string and reeling in a flying kite.
Oh, whoa.
It's real. I looked at it, unless it's doctored. The monkey catches the kite as it finally reaches the rooftop where the animal is perched, and you actually see it happen. I wouldn't have brought this to the show unless I saw what happened. But it's you see the monkey actually reeling it in and then scampers off, which I thought was pretty cool. Well, it's neat. It's very neat. Yes, sir.
Is that something we find on our Facebook page? I just want to know where I can go to see it.
I'll get it to Rob and I'll have him post it. It's
awesome.
Great. Oddly enough, in a nearby local park, some human kite flyers were observed throwing their own poop at cars. Well, I said I was looking forward to it.
Isn't Mother Nature wonderful? I've said it again.
Strange thing. Damned apes. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spielak. They were throwing, see, they were like the monkeys. We'll be right back, everybody.
Welcome to the TMOS International Airport. The white zone is for immediate unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone.
The white zone is for immediate unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone.
The red zone's always been for loading and unloading. There is no stopping in the white zone.
Don't tell me which zone's for stopping and which zone's for loading.
Listen, Betty, don't start your white zone crap again. There's just no stopping in the white zone.
Why pretend? We both know what you're talking about. You want me to buy you a subscription to the TMOS bonus show.
It's really the only sensible thing to do, if it's done properly, therapeutically. There's no danger involved. It really is the best show of the week.
The TMOS bonus show. Subscribe today and stop sucking.
Thank you, robots.
Robots.
Appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Coronavirus update. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman says casinos should reopen and be required to handle all COVID precautions themselves. Because if there is one thing casinos are known for, it's cleanliness. Two cats in New York have been confirmed to have coronavirus. Luckily, they're not the cats who own the kosher deli. That would be the cats's.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spelling error. Cats deli.
Cats deli. And if you think that's bad, an Oregon show store... A show store?
I'm sorry, shoe store, please.
Oh, see, you had a day yesterday, didn't you? Did you have a day? That's like part of the joke, right? Yeah. Well, yes. I guess I have to move on. You can't even safely shop, or can you? Yes, you can.
Mike, could you please give the joke a spin?
No,
I like
you're
it.
Punished. You're punished. If you want the joke read, that'll be the rule from now on. If you want your wonderful stuff that you like, your comedy, you have to be disciplined. This is a brand new way of disciplining you,
Mike. This is a way you will not do.
I've gotten more typos since you came home than ever in the history of Rob Spielak.
That's a lie.
That is not a lie.
Typos are consistent.
All right, you got your joke back. All right. An Oregon shoe store that has been in business since 1892 may be forced to close if it doesn't get a government loan. In all, 5,000 souls could be lost. That's what he he had, look at him.
So dark.
He had to have that. I shouldn't have given it to him. I should not have given it. Soles of shoes. Yeah, I get it. Shoes. Don't explain that joke.
I was helping out my Bolivian brother.
Red skeleton. Anyway, Target and Walmart. TMO Shopping Center. Go do it. Let me open up the audio ball. I could kill you. All right, here we go. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Mike, I got to tell you. This Tom Brady thing, it was an Instagram post, actually. It was a video of him with a conch shell. And he said he's blowing a conch for Gronk. So it's him standing in his backyard blowing a conch shell. And Gronkowski runs up to him. And it looks to me like they might be closer than 6 feet. I don't know.
A little tired. But Gronk reporting.
Gronk reporting. Blow a Gronk for conch. Conk for Gronk.
You know, for the people of Tampa,
yes.
That haven't had Dick to root for, that haven't had the
except
guy.
Except for the Mons Venus.
The Mons Venus still got on Dale Mabry. You know, fantastic. But you know what? Man, oh man, I'm happy for them. And yeah. I also don't know now, boy, I tell you, tough pull for the NFL this season, too, I think. I really do believe that. I think it's going to be tough to put stadiums, fill stadiums with this.
Let's take it week by week, Mike. Tonight's the NFL draft.
I'll be watching. It's going to be fun for me. I'm going to watch the draft. I've never watched. I used to rail against watching the draft. I will be watching the draft
this year.
What's
going to be fun is... Yes. And I have a little insight on this because we've been dealing...
We've been working with ESPN,
yeah. Like the layers of IT that these teams are going through, and also the presenters, whether you're watching ESPN or you're watching a live stream on Twitter, to make sure that there's integrity to the stream. We've been doing this for almost 15 years.
Right.
There are reports of team, like CTOs, chief technology officers, outside of people's houses in Winnebago's for the head coach or GM to make sure that if they have a problem, that it is fixed right away. Now, if there is a total meltdown during what's happening tonight and you're not a fan of football, or if you're a fan of football, it's still worth watching to see what could happen. It's like a telethon in the past. What
is
can go
ESPN
wrong?
Covering it live?
It'll be on ABC and ESPN.
It's both
they're
ABC.
They're putting it on ABC Network. Oh, yep. God.
Are they really putting it on the network?
On ABC, baby.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool. I'll be watching it. I'm totally into it.
And the draft picks at home. So if you're a player with a family, you got no more than 10
you're
people around.
Yeah.
Let's see how that looks.
Yeah, fascinating. Fun. I love it.
I read that the Giants' first pick is going to be 4 pairs of gloves and a face mask. speaking of which, this is good news. I like to share good news when we find it.
Sorry, Rob, the crowd didn't like that joke. On the heels of your soul
heels,
joke.
Heels. Oh, that's good. San Antonio University Health System, their head nurse was so horrified that they didn't have masks for her staff. She went to the drawing board, started to disassemble air conditioning filters, and came up with a mask that is 98% as effective as an N95.
Wow.
A nurse invented it based on simple air conditioning filters.
When the CDC gave the regulations that in a contingency standpoint, we could use bandana and handkerchiefs, our nurses were up in arms. And so instead of getting angry about that decision, we decided to take action and create a mask that would be a great alternative to the N95 mask. The one with the blue draping has a filtration efficiency of 97.8, and the one with the white draping has a filtration efficiency of 99.5.
Isn't that amazing?
That's the best right there.
Yeah.
That's the best of the best right there. That's the kind of human being that we salute. That you know, when de Blasio is talking about giving a ticker tape parade to the first responders and the frontliners, that's the type of lady ought to be in the first car.
Absolutely.
Well done. Well done. Amen. Fantastic. I love that.
And we close with focus on Alaska, Mike. Juneau, the town of Juneau's Facebook page, has put up a joke of the day phone number that is so popular that it keeps crashing, but they keep putting it back up. If you want to call it, area code 907-586-0428. That's 907-586-0428. The jokes aren't great, but people crave distraction. Here is yesterday's Juno's joke of the day.
This one comes from my grandpa in Idaho. A group of crows was arrested for hanging out together. The charge? Attempted murder.
Okay. All right. What? Not a fan?
Sorry, no. Sorry about that.
That was terrible, actually.
She made masks out of air conditioning filters. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great day, everybody. Hope it's as good as mine.
That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back. Don't forget tomorrow. It's a late start. East Coasters, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. West Coast for the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party. I'm going to be pre-gaming. It's going to be our best one yet.
Hell yeah.
It will. I promise you.
It's going
to be fantastic. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara is saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's not appropriate. I don't think that's appropriate.
It's a whole hoax. And you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you.
See, there's a typical fake news deal. You're so disgraceful. And you should say congratulations, great job, instead of being so horrid.
Don't be rude.
I say that you're a terrible reporter.
You rudely interrupted him.
And you should be thanking them for what they've done, not always asking wise guy questions. You will never make it. You know you're a fake.
You are the enemy of the people. You're a very rude person.
You are rude. That's a terrible person.
You shouldn't treat people that way.
I didn't call you. I think it's a disgrace.
Don't be rude.
I say that.
Your organization is terrible.
That's something that Nazi Germany would have done and did.